Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now get this, guys. This is too much for millions of Christians to believe. And it's right here in the Bible. But it's too much for them to believe. They're like, I don't know what all that was, but no. God's a thrifty God. Where's that scripture? Where is it? It's really important to God that you don't spend too much and you save that money. Where is that at? Where is it at? She saw all of that. She saw their shoes. She saw the chairs. She saw the doors. $90,000 doors. $100,000 chairs. And there were 50 of them at the brunch table. I'm being conservative. She just kept seeing stuff and kept seeing stuff. And she's a queen herself. But this stuff makes hers look cheap. And it just took her breath away. And is this, let me stop here. Did this glorify the Lord?
Yes.
Did it make her want to believe on the Lord?
Yes.
And be a follower of Jehovah? It did. The history is there.
Yes.
How are you going to impress a queen? Telling her how much money you saved on gas. Or electricity. How much money you saved by using the paper instead of the good stuff. You ain't going to impress a queen. I know a brother of mine, a fellow, was taking in class one day about riding in first class. He'd buy first class tickets when he flew. And guys just chewing him up about it. And he said, whoa. He said, you don't fly in first class? He said, no, sir, and I would not waste the Lord's money like that. He said, those people up in first class, they need the Lord, they need to be ministered to. He said, well, it's obvious, you're not going to be up there ministering to them, so I'm going to be up there with them. This stuff has choked the body of Christ. It has choked us. It has kept us from being a witness to whole realms of the community and the world. Did you hear me?
Yes.
It's made people's children not want to be Christians.
Yes.
It's made pastors' children not want to be preachers.
Yes.
Did you hear me? Because they don't want to be broke. They don't want to beg for handouts. And they want to stand on their own two feet and hold their head up and have something. And they think that if they serve God, they can't. It's a lie. I said, it's a lie. God is a good God. He's so good, it's just too much for so many to believe. This is a type of the Lord. This is a type of His people and His kingdom. Go to Ephesians 3, if you would. Ephesians 2, and I think I can close with this. Ephesians 2. The Lord gave us, Phyllis and myself, this verse when we were in the midst of hearing from the Lord about coming to Branson. And it did something in us during that season. And it's with us to this day. Ephesians 2. We were experiencing some of God's goodness in Tulsa. He had blessed us and enabled us to be a blessing beyond what we had even thought about in a period of 20-some years. But He's better than we knew. And He's better than we know now. And His will is better than we've thought. And higher. And bigger than we thought. And sooner than we thought. Come on, stir up. We can finish up good now. His will for you and me is better than we've known.
Yes.
And bigger than we've thought.
Yes.
And sooner and closer.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Than what we had thought.
Yes.
Isn't he able to do?
Yes.
Exceeding abundantly above all we've asked or thought. Now listen, according to the power that's working, there's something got to be working in you. But see, the problem is so many have had so little working in them, and what they have thought and asked has been so pitiful. And he's doing beyond what they asked or thought, but what they asked or thought is pitiful. So we got to ask bigger and think bigger. Think bigger, ask bigger. Think bigger, ask bigger. And don't hang around people and listen to them that'll talk you out of it. Don't do it. Don't bring it up around them. Talk about something else that doesn't matter if you have to, but don't bring it up around them and let them try to shoot it down. No, think bigger. You don't need to back off. You need to come up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Say it out loud. Bigger.
Bigger.
Better.
Better.
Sooner.
Sooner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 2. The Lord was dealing with us. And it had taken us 20 years to build to where we were there. We'd just gotten something. We'd just gotten a house that we'd believed for 20 years. I'd just gotten my airplane hangar and paid for it. We'd just gotten some other things paid for. And we were, you know, best shape we'd ever been in. Ministry was the best shape. We had more meetings than we could get to. And just, you know, thought, man, God's good. God's good. Life is good. And the Lord began to deal with us to leave it, leave everything, and come to Branson that we had not thought about. I thought, I'm sure it's a nice place, but why? That's the wrong question.
Yeah.
Faith doesn't have to know why.
Amen.
And I kept, you know, I checked it out a little bit, and I thought, man, they got a little short runway up there.
Yeah.
With a cliff on both ends with great big rocks. And you can't have your own hangar, and it's no tower. And, of course, when you fly, all this stuff's important. And in our house, Phyllis had believed God for years. Somebody had come up a year before and just walked up and handed her a wad of cash and said, fix your kitchen. She'd been believing for it. A big wad of cash. And she put in all this new stainless stuff and new tile and got it just like she wanted. Just got it done about a month or so. And the house that we'd been believing for. It's thing after thing after thing. And one day I'm shaving. I've been wrestling with this a little bit. And I thought, Lord, we're going to have to start over, you know, kind of. He said, do you believe I'm able to do better for you than this?
Yes.
Now, that's the question, isn't it?
Yes.
That's why people won't leave home. That's why people won't leave their little job. That's why people won't do something. Why? Because they're not convinced of the goodness of God. It's just too big. It's too good.
Amen.
I stopped. I laid my razor down. I said, yes, sir, I do. And that's the end of me thinking about this. And he has already. He has already. Better house, stronger ministry, more money, better aircraft, more people reached by far. Come on now. And he's just getting started. Good. He's just beginning to reveal his goodness. To us, he's better than we thought. He's better than we've believed. And this is the determining factor. We've got to believe that he is good. And we've got to expect and believe to see this goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, this is the verse, Ephesians 2:10. This is the verse the Lord gave us during that time. And we read it out loud out of the Amplified Bible every day during that season of our life. And I'm telling you, it ministered to us and helped us to believe he could do better for us than what we had seen before. Ephesians 2 and 10. We are God's own handiwork. His workmanship. Recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works. Do you know you need good stuff to do good works with?
Yes.
You need good buildings, good lands, good facilities, goodly bank accounts, good offerings, good airplanes, good cameras, good satellite, good station time. You need a lot of good stuff to do the good works to get out the good news about the good God. Right? We've read about it. Look at how many times in the Bible talks about goods, goods. The Lord gave them goods, goods. Didn't say he gave them bads. He gave them goods. Goods. Goods to do good with. Keep reading. That we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us. See, God had planned for us to come to Branson before we were born, and we didn't know it. Taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. A lot of you lived in another state last year. Right? Or the year before. But God knew he had a plan. What kind of plan is it? Taking paths which he prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them, what? Living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. The good life. The good life. The good life. Well, what else could his plan be? How can a good God have a bad plan? Huh? How can a good God have a bad will? Or be pleased with bad stuff in your life? Or prepare a bad life for you and bad things? How could a good God do that? It's against his nature. A good God has a good plan, has a good will. Come on. Has prearranged and made ready for us to live a good life. A good life. A good life. A good life. Seeing, experiencing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Right here, right now. Somebody stand up and say, I believe it.
I believe it.
I believe in the goodness, in the love, and the goodness of God. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me